was not a big or fancy gift. In fact, most kids today would play with it for a few minutes and then forget about it. Not so for these two kids. What they saw made them want to learn more about it for the rest of their lives. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer in Murfreesboro, Tennessee for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Held on August 16th, the event will be led by industry expert Missy Bauer, along with speakers from Valent, Trimble, and Agrigold. Covered topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live taping of U.S. Farm Report with Ty Morgan. This event is brought to you in partnership by Agrigold, Trimble, and Valent. Visit agweb.com/farmjournalyieldtour to find a stop near you.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Outside of Hagerstown, Indiana, you'll find the birthplace of Wilbur Wright. Jack Shank helps oversee the home and retells the story of the famous brothers, who were just two of the seven siblings in the family.
Wilbur actually graduated from Richmond, Indiana, but he never picked up his diploma, so it's still in Richmond. Neither one of them went to college. I'm not sure if Orville even finished school, but they had an equivalent to like a four-year college. Very smart people.
The family moved before Wilbur could get his diploma. The kids in the family had smarts, and they had hands-on experience with mechanical items from life on the farm.
And the sister, Catherine, actually was a math teacher. They were familiar with mathematics when they started figuring out the wing covers, the curvature of the wings and that kind of stuff, because they knew the past stuff that they always thought was right. They knew it wasn't right because they couldn't control stuff.
The father, Milton, gave a small gift to the boys, and looking back, it was an item that sparked their imagination.
He used to bring toys home to the kids, and what really got Wilbur and Orville started was a little bitty airplane thing, just a propeller that you just spin and it would go up in the air. And that's what got him started.
The small propeller toy was first invented by the Chinese in 400 BC. The young boys were fascinated by the way the blades could lift the toy into the air, causing it to fly. It was just the beginning of a life perfecting the plane, a life that saw them both soar and crash at times.
Orville actually took a lieutenant up in a flight. And while they was up there, something broke, and they went down, and the lieutenant was killed, and Orville was laid up for months.
More from the Wright home next time as we travel the countryside in Hagerstown, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.